Good morning, Shalom, everybody.
弟兄姐妹早，平安。
Let's look at today's passage.
让我们
I
一起来
only
看。
First Kings chapter 19. I will only to start. I only read from verse 1 to 9.
让我们来看今天的信息，讲到重新得力的人生，是从列王记上19章。我今天只读第1节到第9节。
First Kings chapter 19, verse 1 to 9. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, May the gods deal with me, be it ever so seriously, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came in Bathsheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came into a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, Get up and eat. He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. I ask Sister Fennan to read from in Mandarin from verse 1 to 9.
亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说，明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：“耶和华啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。”他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使拍他说：“起来吃吧。”他观看，见头旁有一瓶水与炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。耶和华的使者第二次来拍他说：“起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。”他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力，走了40昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
For this opportunity to be able to share God's word online during this pandemic.
在这样一个疫情当中，我们还能够在线上一起来分享你的话，感谢主。
Thank you for having Fennan as my translator by my side.
感谢你赐下芬兰姐妹为我翻译。
Help us to team us together to glorify your name as we spread the word of God.
让我们能够一起侍奉，能够传扬你的话语，为的是荣耀你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样子祷告，侍奉耶稣基督圣名。Amen.
Today I've chosen the topic resilient life.
今天我所要讲的主题是重新得力的人生。
In today's sermon, I'm going to deal with three main points.
在今天的讲道里面， 我要来谈论三个重点。
And I will answer three main questions.
我要来回答三个主要的问题。
First, what are the believers' symptoms of emotional distress?
第一个，情绪低落的信徒有什么表现？
Second, what are the reasons for the believers' emotional distress?
第二，信徒为何会情绪低落？
Third, how can believers be resilient?
第三，信徒如何能够重新得力？
Let's look at the biblical background.
让我们先来看经文背景。
The meaning of Elijah is Yahweh, Jehovah is God.
以利亚这个名字的意思是耶和华是神。
In 1 Kings and 2 Kings, Elijah is often called Elijah the Tishbite.
在列王记上记下里面，以利亚常常被称为提斯比人以利亚。
Tishbite is a very unknown town.
提斯比是一个不为人知的小地方。
In fact, even archaeologists are not sure where Tishbite really is located.
甚至是考古学家也不太能够确定提斯亚是在哪里。
So, the lowly place shows Elijah's lowly background.
这个小地方显示出以利亚出身卑微。
The days of Elijah.
以利亚的时代。
He lived around 9th century BC.
他生活在大约主前九世纪的时间。
And at that time, the Israelite kingdom had split into the northern kingdom Israel and the southern kingdom Judah.
那个时候，以色列王国分裂为北国以色列及南国犹大。
And Elijah served as the prophet of the northern Israel for 25 years during three kings.
而以利亚在北国做以色列的先知有25年之久，历经三个王。
We see the low point and the high point of Elijah.
我们看见以利亚的人生高峰低谷。
And they're very close to one another.
他们都是一个接连着一个。
In chapter 18 is the high point of Elijah's life.
在十八章里面讲到以利亚的高峰。
He himselfOne person, he overcome 450 Baal prophets.
他一个人胜过了450位巴利先知。
And then, chapter 19 is the lowest point in Elijah's life.
而在19章，我们马上看见以利亚人生的低谷。
One person, he was defeated by only one person, and that person was Queen Jezebel.
他败于王后耶洗别一个人之下。
The Bible clearly says that Elijah is our example.
圣经清清楚楚地告诉我们，以利亚是我们的榜样。
In James chapter 5, verse 17.
在雅各书五章十七节。
In the NASB version, it was translated, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
这里讲到以利亚与我们是一样性情的人。
And then in the New International Version of the Bible, it says Elijah was a human being, even as we are.
在新译本里面，英文新译本的圣经里面讲到以利亚与我们是一样性情的人。
Let's go into today's content and answer the first question.
让我们来看今天的主要内容。第一个问题
：What are the believers' symptoms of emotional distress?
情绪低落的信徒有什么表现
？The symptoms of believers' emotional distress are the following.
信徒情绪低落的表现有以下几样
：Avoidance, running away.
逃避，一走了之。
Chapter 19, verse 3.
十九章第三节
Elijah was afraid and ran for his life.
以利亚见这光景就起来逃命。
A emotional distress believer often avoid things and people.
一个信徒在情绪低落的时候，总是想要逃避人。
And the second sign of emotional distress is loneliness.
第二个情形就是孤单。
In chapter 19, verse 3, he came to Bathsheba in Judah and he left his servant there.
19章3节，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里。
He ran to the Judah's southernmost sparsely related, populated area.
他逃到了人烟罕至的犹大国最南端。
And then to further make himself lonely, he departed from his servant, his only companion.
他把自己弄得更孤单，就是跟他唯一在身旁的仆人分开了。
So avoidance,
逃避,
loneliness,
孤单,
and then finally it leads to depression.
而最后导致了他抑郁。
And in the NIV version in chapter 19 verse 4, it was translated as, I have had enough.
在英文新译本的圣经里面，十九章第四节是翻译成我受够了。
And in the Chinese version, it says 罢了。
另外一个翻译说罢了。
And then in NASB, it was translated as just one word, enough.
在另外一个翻译本里面只用一个字罢了。
And then an emotional distress believer also make contradictory and arguing statement.
在情绪抑郁中的人，他也有一个反应，就是矛盾，常常滔滔雄辩。
Verse 10 and 14.
第十节和第十四节。
Twice he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Mighty.
他说了两次这样的话，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心。
Elijah was responding to God's question.
以利亚用这个来回应神的发问。
God was asking him, what was he going and what was he doing?
神问他，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
It was so obvious that he was running away.
以利亚他明明是在逃亡。
Then he made a contradictory argument. He didn't say, I'm running away. He said that I'm very zealous for the Lord.
但是他却跟神雄辩，他是为神大发热心。
When you meet a believer who is emotionally distressed,
当你遇见有抑郁情形的信徒的时候，
often they have a very confused mind.
很多时候他们的思想是不清楚的。
They don't know what they're talking about.
他们不知道他们在说什么。
They say something, but it doesn't mean the real thing.
他们会说一些话，可是实际情形并不是这样子的。
And then, where it said a further emotional distress, Elijah wished to die.
而令人叹息的，最后以利亚他是求死。
In verse 4, and prayed that he might die, he said,Take my life.
在第四节，他就坐在那里求死，说：“耶和华啊，罢了，求你取我的性命。”
I find it very, very confusing.
我想不通。
Why did he run away? Because he was afraid that Jezebel was going to kill him.
为什么他会要逃亡呢？会怕耶洗别要杀他呢？
And then now, he wanted to die.
而现在他却想要死。
And that's the sign of an emotional distressed person.
这个就是一个在情绪上面有抑郁的一个人的表现。
They don't really know what they're wishing.
他们不知道他们想要的是什么。
Do they really mean it when they wish to die?
他们真的是想要死吗？
What is today's application?
对我们今天的应用是什么呢？
Can Christian be depressed?
基督徒会患上忧郁症吗？
A pastor mentioned in his preaching.
一位牧师在讲道中谈到
，He said the number of Christians with depression are more than what we think。
他说，患上忧郁症的基督徒数目远比我们想象的多。
The next day, his church member called him up。
隔日，有人打电话给牧师。
He said a real Christian would not have chronic depression。
他对牧师说，一个真正的基督徒是不会患忧郁症的。
Then the pastor asked him to read 1 Kings chapter 19。
于是牧师就建议他去读《列王记上》十九章
，and Psalm 42，
和诗篇四十二篇。
You know, there was a very famous, Hong Kong singer by the name of Leslie Cheung。
大家都知道一位香港有名的歌星张国荣。
He committed suicide。
他自杀。
Because of emotional distress。Due to a failed relationship，
因着他感情问题导致他的情绪低落。
Maybe many people from the U.S. do not know Leslie Cheung。
可能很多人在美国并不认识这位歌星。
But many people know Robin Williams。
但是很多人都认识罗宾·威廉士。
He brings joy to many people. He is really cute and funny。
他是一个很有趣的人。他为人们带来许多的欢笑。
Yet he committed suicide.
然而他也自杀了。
He had emotional distress due to his failing health.
他因为他的健康问题导致了他的情绪低落。
During the pandemic, there is a COVID-19 doctor by the name of Laura M. Blin.
在疫情期间，有一位医师。叫做 Lorna Breen。
He worked in a New York hospital emergency ward.
他在纽约医院的急诊室工作。
He has saved over 100 COVID patients.
他曾救治了上百个新冠肺炎的病人。
But he was so emotional distress when he found out that he was also infected.
而当他自己发现他自己也被感染之后。他也情绪低落。
And she took her life.
然后他就自杀了。
And it's not just limited to Christians.
其实这些并不单单是基督徒的问题。
It also happened to pastor and the family.
他也发生在牧师的家庭。
The 27 years old son, 27 years old Matthew.
29岁的马太。
He was a son of the Cedarbrook Church pastor and Mrs. Rick Warren.
他是马鞍峰教会华里克牧师的儿子。
And he committed suicide because of emotional distress.
他因精神的问题而自杀了。
Don't you know that even Martin Luther experienced depression during the Church Reformation?
知道在马丁路德。他也曾经患忧郁吗？
There is a pastor by the name of C.H. Spurgeon.
有一位牧师叫斯布珍。
He has a nickname.
他有一个小名。
He was called the Prince of Preaching.
他叫做讲道之王。
But from his young age, from the beginning of his ministry,
但在他年轻的时候，开始侍奉的时候，
he suffered from depression.
他就一直有忧郁症。
And his wife was so sick emotionally that he wouldn't be even able to come to church.
他的太太也因为这样的情形，有时候没有办法去到教会。
I think one of the biggest tests during this pandemic is it make many people very depressed.
我想在这个疫情当中，一个最大的问题是，它造成很多人抑郁。
All my family members are medical workers.
我家里所有的人都是在医疗方面工作的。
And both of my children, when they said, we really had enough, I'm so depressed by the pandemic.
我的两个孩子都说，我们实在是受够了，我们在这个疫情当中，我们实在是很抑郁。
I find many people in the society.
我发现在这社会当中有很多人。
Christians and non-Christians alike.
不管是基督徒或不是基督徒,
is suffering from various serious emotional distress to different degrees.
都在各种程度上面经历了抑郁的问题.
It can be avoidance.
可能是想要逃避.
It can be loneliness.
可能是想要孤独.
It can be depression.
可能是忧郁.
It can be contradictory and arguing thinking.
可能是有这样的一个矛盾，想要雄辩的思想。
And even to the degree wishing to die.
到一个程度上，他们想要自杀。
Don't feel like living anymore.
他们好像不想要再活了。
Then it's very natural to ask, what are the reasons for the believer's emotional distress?
很自然的，我们会想要问信徒为什么会情绪低落。
Reasons for believers' emotional distress.
信徒情绪低落的原因.
Burnout.
精疲耗尽.
Chapter 18, verse 46, and chapter 19, verse 3.
18章46节和19章3节.
He ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. He came to Bathsheba in Judah.
他就束上腰，跟在亚哈前头。 直到耶斯列的城门，以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴。When
a person is tired, physical burnout, it can lead to emotional distress.
当一个信徒他很疲倦，他精疲力尽了，他就可能导致抑郁了。Burnout
can be caused by hunger and thirst.
饥渴可以引起一个人精疲力尽。
Elijah burned out.
以利亚他耗尽了。
Since he went up Mount Carmel, he had neither eaten nor drink.
他自从上了加密山以后就没有吃喝过了。
And then he was also very tired.
他也非常的疲乏。
He was exhausted both emotionally and physically.
他在精神和体力上都是
Both in dealing with the Baal prophets and his long journeys.
因为他大战了巴利的先知，他又有长途的奔跑。
Brothers and sisters, I want to pay attention to what I am saying.
弟兄姐妹，我想要你们来注意我下面要讲的话。
During this pandemic,
在这个疫情当中,
we need to take care of our physical as well as our emotional exhaustion.
我们需要注意我们自己的身体以及心灵上面的健康。
Burnout can lead to emotional distress.
一个人精疲力尽的时候，可能就会引起情绪低落。
The second reason, words of threats.
第二个原因就是人的恶言。
What people say can lead to us, can lead to our emotional distress.
人对我们所说的话, Chapter 19, verse
2. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, may the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow, I do not make your life like that of one of them.
19章第二节，耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说， 明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重地降罚于我。Elijah
collapsed because of Jezebel's words of threats.
以利亚因着耶洗别一句威吓的话就软弱了。We
can, what we said can cause a person to fall from a highest point to a lowest point.
我们所说的一句话可能使一个人从巅峰跌到谷底。You
know what can kill a person without really seeing blood?
你知道什么可以将一个人杀死却不见血?
It is what we say, the hurting things we say to other people.
那就是我们所说的话，我们所说伤人的话。So
burnout.
所以, burnout. 精疲力尽,
words of threats,
人的话语。
And then disappointment, broken dreams.
接下来就是失望，美梦成空。
Verse 1, now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword.
19章第一节，亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。
Elijah might think that after getting rid of the Baal prophets,
以利亚以为消灭了巴利的先知，
the whole nation would turn to God.
这之后举国上下就会转向神了。
However, Jezebel, the evil queen, was still there.
然而那个邪恶的妇人耶洗别仍然在那里。
She was a real power behind the throne.
她是真正在宝座背后的权力。
And that was a reason for Elijah's defeat.
那就是以利亚他受挫的原因。
Have you ever attended class? You expect an A, and when you receive the result, you got an F. You totally collapse.
你是不是有过这样的经验？你修一门课，你期待能够拿到 A， 但是你拿到的却是 F。
Why it hit you so hard? Because it was a broken dream. It was unexpected. It was a big disappointment.
为什么这个事情让你这样难以接受呢？因为那个是你没有想象到的，是你的美梦破碎的情形。
Or a pastor preach a sermon, thinking that everybody would be shouting hallelujah.
当一个牧师他在传讲信息的时候，他想可能弟兄姐妹都会听了以后高声地说哈利路亚。
And then a member came up and told him, the sermon you give today is the worst I have ever listened to.
但是没想到居然会却有信徒来对牧师说，你今天所讲的道是我听过最糟糕的一篇。
Unexpected disappointment.
你完全没想到的一种失望。
And what else?
还有是什么呢？孤立。
Chapter 10, verse 14, twice he said, I am the only one left.
19章第10节和14节有两次以利亚说只剩下我一个人。
Let's pay attention to the word I'm going to use.
请注意我下面要用的字眼。
Elijah is not only alone.
以利亚不是单单单独。
He is also lonely.
他也是孤独。
Sometimes we can be lonely when we have other people around us.
有时候虽然很多人跟我们在一起，可是我们是觉得孤单的。
Sometimes we can be alone, but we don't feel lonely.
很多时候我们可能是单独独处，但是我们并不觉得孤单。
But we can be very emotional distressed when we are not only alone, but we also feel lonely.
而当我们不单单是单独的独处，而且也是孤单的时候，我们就容易陷入很低沉的情绪里。
And then self-devaluation.
接下来就是妄自菲薄。
You looking down at yourself.
你把自己轻看自己。
You are being too hard on yourself.
你对自己要求太严格太高了。
He said, I'm no better than my ancestors.
以利亚他说，因为我不胜于我的列祖。
Why was he depressed?
他为什么会抑郁呢？
He felt that he was not better than other people.
他觉得他自己没有比别人好。
Not his peers, but the people who had died already.
他不只与他的同辈比较，他也与那已经过世的人在比较。
What is today's application?
对我们今天的应用是什么呢？
We need to know what caused emotional distress.
我们要知道引起情绪低落的原因是什么。
It can be a sudden trauma.
可能是一个飞来横祸。
When you are joining a safari in Africa,
当你去到非洲，在非洲那里开车的时候，
you didn't expect an elephant being on top of your car.
你不会想到会有一只象在你的车上压着你的车。
That's a sudden trauma.
这是一个飞来横祸。
But emotional distress is not just caused by sudden trauma.
然而，导致你情绪低落的原因不只是这样的飞来横祸而已。
It can be the last straw.
那也可能是最后的一根稻草。
The thing that happened to you is a small thing.
发生在你身上的事情是一件小小的事。
And in English, there's a saying that the last straw that broke the camel's back.
但是，在英文里面有一个成语说，是最后一根稻草，它断了以后，就让骆驼背上的整堆草都散落了。
Elijah was distressed because he was burned out.
以利亚因着精疲力尽而陷入低落的情绪中。
Sometimes we don't know to take rest.
有时候我们不懂得休息。
There was a saying.
有这样一个说法。
The devil knows that it doesn't always work for him to tell a worker not to do things for the Lord.
撒旦他知道不容易叫神的仆人不为神工作。
And then they turn it around.
然后他就换了一个方法。
He tried for you to do it all at one time.
他就让你为神做很多很多的事情在一个时间内。
Like when you drive the car, you press very hard on the accelerator pedal.
就好像你开车的时候，你的脚一直踩着油门。
Then you burn out.
然后你就加速灭亡了。
And then from Elijah's distress, don't compare with other people.
而从以利亚的忧郁的问题当中，我们知道不要与人比较。
If you're a short guy, don't compare yourself to the tall guy.
如果你是很矮，不要跟很高的人来比较。
We compare myself to others is a deadly comparison.
人比人是气死人。
Then what can you do? You compare myself to myself.
你可以做的是自己比自己。
You can praise the Lord.
你可以感谢神。
Praise the Lord that He still loves a person like me.
我感谢神，他仍然爱像我这样的人。
No one man band.
不要做一人乐队。
Alone and loneliness can bring emotional distress.
单独以及孤独可以导致情绪低落。
God doesn't want a one-man band Christian in the church.
神不要一个一人乐队在教会中服侍。
And also, people's words are fearsome.
接下来是人言可畏。
If you call a child, you are bad, you are stupid, you are lazy, you are dumb.
如果你对着一个孩子说，你很糟糕，你很懒惰，你很笨。
You actually totally destroy him.
你是在毁灭这个孩子。
You kill him, you destroy him without drawing any blood.
你是在杀害这个孩子，让他见死了，不见血。
So when you say, I hope you don't mind.
所以如果你说，我希望你不介意。
I just want to tell you something.
我只是想要告诉你一些事。
I don't like that kind of introduction in a conversation.
我在对话当中不喜欢这样子的一个开始。
How can I know I don't mind before I listen to what you are saying?
我怎么可以不去介意，在我不知道你要讲什么话之前，你叫我不要介意什么东西呢？
A parent will say to the children.
父母对他的孩子说，
I only say this for your own good.
我这样讲是为你好的。
You know you need to learn piano.
你知道你需要学钢琴。
你 need to speak Mandarin.
你需要学讲中文。
And then you also need to play international chess.
你也需要学国际象棋。
And then you also have to go to church on Sunday.
你在礼拜天也要去教会。
And you also have to join the youth group.
你要参加青少年团契。
When you bring all this together,
你把这一些都放在一起。
You really have to say, how much can your kid do?
你要想一想，你的孩子能够做多少事呢？
You have to make choices.
你必须要做一个抉择。
When we arrange so many things for children, is it really for their own good, or is only for us to fulfill our own dreams that we cannot have when we are young?
当我们为孩子安排那么多事情的时候，我们真的是为他好吗？还是在满足我们自己以前所没有办法达成的愿望呢？
We need to be in constant dialogue with our children to work it out.
我们必须要跟我们的孩子有好的对话，来使这样的事情能够得到解决。
And then the third main point, how can believers be resilient?
接下来是第三个讲到的重点，情绪低落的信徒如何能够重新得力。
Resilient.
重新得力的途径。
The first thing, it takes time.
第一个就是需要时间。
Chapter 9, verse 8. He traveled 40 days and 40 nights.
19章8节，他走了40昼夜。
Elijah's weakness is only temporary.
以利亚他的软弱只是短时间的。
Even though it only lasts a month,
即使是有一个多月的时间，
God didn't revive him right away.
神虽然没有马上的复兴他，
He gives Elijah time.
他却给以利亚时间。
An emotional distressed person needs time to be resilient.
一个处在低落情绪里面的人需要时间来重新得力。
Second, you need to take care of your body.
第二个是你需要照顾自己的身体。
Verse 5 to 8.
第五节到第八节。
Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again.The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God.
他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使拍他说起来吃吧。他观看见头旁有一瓶水与炭火烧的饼。他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。耶和华的使者第二次来拍他说：“起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。”他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力，走了40昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
We need to take care of our body.
我们需要照顾我们的身体。
These days when I am trapped in my home.
这段日子当我关在家里的时候，
I think about my mom.
我想到我的妈妈。
I recall how she cooked.
我想回想她以前怎么样煮菜。
And then I think about I have a budget. The meal, each meal cost me between five and not more than $20 for four people.
我也想到煮饭所要用的经费，每一顿饭菜我所需要花的钱是四到五块钱。
And then not beyond $20.
从来不超过二十块。
I take care of myself, sleep.
我也照顾我自己的睡眠。
I take care of my eat and drink.
我也照顾我自己在吃喝方面的事。
When we are emotionally distressed, we need to take care of our body.
当我们处在一个低落情绪中的时候，我们需要照顾我们的身体。
I'm tempted to say, no, don't forget to take a shower too.
我要说，不要忘了洗澡。
When you are emotionally distressed, we know because sometimes we smell, we don't take a shower or bath.
当我们情绪低落的时候，我们知道有时候是我们身上味道不好，所以我们不要忘记洗澡。
And also, we need to have attentive ear.
我们也需要有一个聆听的耳朵。
God was silent in verse 4.
在十九章四节里面说到神沉默。
He came to a broom tree and sat down under it and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors.
以利亚来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：耶和华啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。
Did God answer him?
神有回应他吗？
God was silent.
神沉默。
I'm not a very good pastor.
我并不是一位很好的牧师。
I don't know, learn to be silent when I need to be silent.
我从来学不会沉默，当我需要沉默的时候。
I always feel urged to say something when somebody is emotional distress.
当有人在低落的情绪中，我常常觉得我要说一些话。
And then I learned from God. He was silent. That's his first way to help Elijah to be resilient.
然后我从神那里学到，神沉默，这是神第一个方法来帮助以利亚重新得力。
And then God gave him the right instruction.
接下来神吩咐他。
The instruction that he need to take the first step.
神给他正确的一些方向，让他知道怎么做。
Get up and eat, get up and eat, go out and stand on the mountain.
起来吃吧，起来吃吧，你出来站在山上。
God was silent and also God instructed.
神沉默，然而神也吩咐。
And then God asked questions.
然后神也发问。
Did God need to know the answers since he knows everything?
神需要问吗？神不是知道所有的事吗？
But God often asks us questions.
然而神常常问我们问题。
And let's think.
是要让我们思想。
And use our own mind to resolve our own problems.
让我们自己的思绪能够理清我们自己的问题。
Twice he asked Elijah, What are you doing here, Elijah?
他两次问以利亚，以利亚啊，你在这里做什么？
And then God spoke in a gentle whisper.
然后神用微小的声音说话。
He didn't speak in the earthquake, he didn't speak in the wind, he didn't speak in the fire, he spoke in a gentle whisper.
神没有在地震中说话，没有在大风里说话，没有在火中说话，神用微小的声音说话。
In the case of Job, God used the majestic elements to speak to him.
在约伯的例子里面，神是用强大的元素来向约伯说话。
And to a very depressed Elijah.
而对非常沮丧的以利亚。
God used a gentle approach.
神用温柔的方法来接近他。
God not only presents himself in majestic elements.
神的同在不是只出现在强大的元素中。
Like wind,
好像是风，
earthquake,
地震，
and fire,
和火。
He was also in the gentle element of a gentle whisper.
神的同在也出现在微小的声音中。
And then God's attentive ear is being shown is he encouraged Elijah.
而神要我们有聆听的耳朵，是因为神他要鼓励。
Chapter 19 verse 18 Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all those knees have not bowed down to Baal, and whose mouth has not kissed him.
十九章十八节，我在以色列人中为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
God showed Elijah he was not lonely.
神向以利亚指示，他并不孤单。
God reserved 7,000 godly people.
神自己保存了七千名敬虔的人。
What a big difference.
这个差距是多大呢？
1 and 7,000，
一个与7000人相比。
How do we be resilient? We have to remind ourselves we are running a marathon.
我们怎样能重新得力呢？我们需要提醒自己，我们是在长跑。
In chapter 9, verse 7.
19章七节。
Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you.
起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。
It's a long journey from Beersheba to Horeb.
从别士巴到何烈山的距离甚遥。
So the physical journey literally is long.
所以我们身体上面这样的一个里程是很长途的。
And spiritually, the serving journey is still very long ahead of us.
而在属灵上面，我们侍奉的路也是很长的。
We are not running a 100-meter dash. We are running a 5,000-meter, 10,000-meter marathon.
我们并不是在跑100米的短跑。而是在做几千公里的马拉松。
And then God gave him a new assignment.
而神受命让我们重新上路。
Chapter 15 to 17, the Lord said to him, Go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu of Nimshi king over Israel.And anoint Elijah, son of Shaphat from Abel Maholah to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elijah will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu.
19章15节到17节，耶和华对他说，你回去，从旷野往大马士革去，到了那里，就要膏哈薛做亚兰王。又高林氏的孙子耶户做以色列王，并高亚伯米和拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。将来躲避哈薛之刀的必被耶户所杀，躲避耶户之刀的必被以利沙所杀。
God still want Elijah to anoint two kings.
神要以利亚去高利两个王。
And he also wants to anoint a successor, Elisha.
神也要他去高以利沙做他的接续人。
So what is today's application for us to be resilient?
所以对我们来说，今日要能够重新得力的方法是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, don't burn a candle at both ends.
弟兄姐妹，不要两头烧。
You need to work hard.But you don't work hard until you burn out.
你需要努力的工作，但是你不要工作过度，以致你精疲力尽。
When you're burn out, when you're emotional distress, tell yourself, I need time.
当你耗尽了，当你落在低落的情绪当中，你要告诉自己需要时间休息。
If I'm still alive,
如果我还活着。
I can do something.
我可以做一些事。
A pastor friend of mine once said,
我的一位牧师朋友曾经这样对我说，
The amount of things you can do,
你所能做的事情，
is not just based on how gifted you are.
不是在乎你有多少恩赐，
and it's based on how much time you have in that church.
也在乎你在那个教会有多长的时间能够做事。
And then to the depressed.
对忧郁者来说，
Silence is golden. We need to listen.
沉默是金，我们需要学习聆听他们。
We need to have attentive ear.
我们要有一个聆听的耳朵。
We need to encourage and support.
我们要能够鼓励支持他们。
For the depressed patient,
对有忧郁症的病人来说，
we need to be supported by trained Christian-minded counselors.
这样的人 需要受过训练的基督徒辅导员来支持他们。
And then when you have chronic depression, you need appropriate medication.
如果你是长期处在忧郁中，你需要有适当的药物。
Unlike other medication,
跟其他的药物不一样的。
Psychiatric medication take 2 to 4 weeks to kick in.
在心理上面这样的问题的药物是需要2到4个礼拜才能够产生效用。
You need a dialogue with your psychiatrist whether it's a right medication for you.
你需要跟你的心理医生有好的交谈，以致知道这个药物是不是对你是适当的药物。
And most importantly, when somebody have a suicidal plan, you need to call the police and has a person hospitalized.
最重要是，当这个忧郁的人他有自杀的倾向时候，你需要打电话，然后把他送到医院去治疗。
The key thing is when he has a suicidal plan.
最重要的是，当他有自杀的计划时候，你需要打
And by law, you have no choice but to call the police and send him or her to psychiatric hospital or to emergency.
当他有这样的计划的时候，你知道后，按照法律，你必须要打911，叫警察来帮助他。
And then, most importantly, you need to come before God.
最重要的是，我们要来到神面前。
You need the best companion.
你需要有一位最佳拍档。
The companion may not be the same like you.
这个最佳拍档可能跟你并不一样的。
Salt and pepper are so different.
盐和胡椒是非常不一样的。
But then you put them together, it makes your food taste good.
但是你把这两样加在一起，你的食物尝起来就非常的美妙。
There's a name, there's a fish in Cantonese, we like it very much, we call it soul mate.
在广东话有一种鱼，我们叫它叫苏梅。
If you translate into English, it's soul mate.
你翻成英文就是知己的意思。
So you need your soul mate.
你需要有一位知己。
Look at Beverly Share and Billy Graham.
那个格里汉牧师还有谢伊这个人。
He has a very beautiful baritone voice.
谢伊是一个非常有非常美好男中音声音的一个人。
He was the soul of the Billy Graham Crusade.
他是格里汉牧师福音布道团里面的一个很主要的人物。
When he sang a gospel hymn with his baritone voice, you can really see, feel as if the Holy Spirit descend on the venue.
当他用他雄厚的男中音的声音唱出诗歌的时候，你可以从他声音中感受到神圣灵的同在。
It's never too late. Moses was called at the age of 80 years old.
我们每一个人都不会缺少侍奉的时间。摩西是在80岁的时候蒙神呼召。
And then Cetistat went to Africa, Central Africa, to missionary at the age of 53.
而斯达德他是在53岁的时候才到中非洲去宣教。
You know, I was a depressed patient before.
你知道我是个忧郁症康复者吗？
One of my favorite song is.主，你是我最知心的朋友。
我很喜欢的一首诗歌之一是《主，你是我最知心的朋友》。
Originally, I intended to sing.
我本来是想要唱给大家听。
And then I changed my mind.
但是我改变主意。
Because I am a very bad singer.
因为我的歌声很差。
Whenever I sing, my family told me to shut up.
每次我唱歌的时候，我家人都叫我要闭嘴。
And also my time has run out.
我也不太有时间。
But I won't stop without giving the conclusion.
但是我仍然要给大家一个结论。
Today's topic is resilient life.
今天的题目是重新得力的人生。
The symptoms of believers' emotional distress.
信徒情绪低落的表现。
Avoidance, running away.
逃避，一走了之。
Loneliness.
孤单。
Not only alone, but also lonely.
不单单是孤独，也是孤单。
Depressed.
抑郁。
Contradictory and arguing.
矛盾以及滔滔雄辩。
Wish to die.
想要求死。
The cause of emotional distress.
信徒情绪低落的原因。
Burnout.
耗尽。
Words of threats.
恶言。
Disappointment and broken dreams.
失望以及美梦成空。
Loneliness.
孤立。
Discredit oneself.
自嘲。
And then how do we be resilient?
接下来是我们怎样能重新得力呢?
Tell yourself it takes time.
告诉自己需要时间。
Above the cloud is still the sun.
雨过就天晴。
Taking care of your body.
要照顾自己的身体。
Attentive ear.
要能够聆听。
Run a marathon.
要跑长跑。
Receiving new assignments.
要受命重新上路。
May the Holy Spirit continue to speak to each of us.
愿圣灵继续向我们每一个人说话。
As he has used this passage to speak to me too for the last 6 months.
如同神借着这些信息在过去六个月对我说话一样。
I will ask Sister Fannin to pray in Mandarin with a translation, with a closing prayer.
我们一起来祷告。亲爱主，我们感谢你。谢谢你借着今天的话语来告诉我们，这个世上我们会有许多的挑战。我们作为一个跟随你的人，我们所碰到的艰难和患难不会比别人少。然而主，你也再次告诉我们，你是那位随时随地随处与我们同在的神。你从来没有离开我们，你没有让你的爱离开我们，你没有让你自己的笑脸离开我们。主，我们所需要做的是懂得来到你的面前，来仰望你，能够看见你那荣耀的脸，微笑的脸，等着要帮助那依靠仰望你慈爱的人。主，我们特别要为你的仆人们来祷告。主，知道在侍奉你的过程当中，那恶者的攻击不会少，他们所面对的困难挑战不会少。主，恳求你真是特别眷顾你的仆人。我们特别为徐牧师的身体以及他的侍奉和他的家庭仰望主，愿主你大能的膀臂每一天在他身上成为他的帮助。主，也求你保守我们这一群认识你也愿意跟随你的人。主，靠着你的话语每一天能够重新得力，也懂得在我们生活当中怎么样来依靠你，以致我们有智慧来安排我们的生活作息。主，更重要的是让我们不要相信那恶者的谎言以及来自人的恶言，不要相信我们的神不能为我们做什么，而是要思想过去神你所成就的一切的恩典和你所行奇妙的事情，让我们再次被提醒，我们的神是从死里复活的神，他既胜过了死亡的权柄，没有任何事情他不能胜过，他比我们所面对这个世界各样的问题都还大。谢谢主，你爱我们，也帮助我们认识你，信靠你，直到我们能够见你的面。感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿们。